we are thinking about this critical age period of 12 to 14, really because if you think about the time when you were in middle school and kind of transitioning to high school, how crazy it is, and you don't really know who you are and who your friends are. And we were really interested in whether those kids who come before that they have a solid identity are acting more like U.S.-born kids.
So when you looked at the data from thousands of Mexican-American adults from across the country, what did you find?
We did find that the kids who came earlier in life were acting like U.S.-born youth. So people who came to the U.S. before the age of 12 were more likely to have drug abuse problems in adulthood. And those who came before age 14 were more likely to have alcohol abuse or dependence issues in adulthood compared to those who came later on in life.
Now, why? What are some theories on why that might be?
What we're thinking is that they're in U.S. schools for much longer, right? They haven't solidified their identity, so they are assimilating more quickly. We call it acculturation. So they're acculturating much more quickly than the kids who come before this period. They call it early to mid-adolescence. It's just kind of a funny developmental period. Now you're starting to, you know, figure out who you are and where you want to be. And so if you come before then, you're going to have the risk behaviors that people who are born in the U.S. have.
So it seems like a push and pull situation for these young immigrants from Mexico, and something that I imagine would take place at school.
Exactly. I mean, all of these things are connected. All of these mental health disorders, substance abuse problems, dropping out of school, you know, we call it socioeconomic status, but it's this vicious cycle of, you know, are you able to assimilate enough into our culture to succeed, but yet still retain your own culture and bring your own unique characteristics and, you know, all the cool things about you to the table.
And you say in this study that perhaps hanging on to some of that culture could be protective or beneficial.
Exactly. So that's just one of the outcomes we looked at. But more generally, the culture itself is protective. Just recently, I mean, Mexico started surpassing the United States in terms of obesity. But in general, rates of alcohol use are lower in Mexico, and their drug use rates are lower in Mexico. So there's a lot of protection that there is in Mexican-American families that there isn't in you know, general American families that we find to have protective roles.
That's Jennifer Rangel. She's assistant professor at the University of Texas School of Public Health in Dallas. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.